740 at WEOL. Good morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
You're joined in studio this morning by the president of the Lorain County Right to Life, John Cerrone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bruce.
Welcome back. We had you on previously. I know that, too.
Yes, I needed a snowmobile back in January. Now I need a rowboat.
I do remember that. Right. It was that one really snowy day, and you were able to make it in, and we appreciate that. Thanks for coming in again this morning. Lots have changed since the last time we talked.
Yes.
At the end of June, June 24th, U.S. Supreme Court, in the majority opinion in the case of Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, decided to officially overturn Roe v. Wade returning the issue of abortion back to the individual states. Talk a little bit about how the folks at Lorain County Right to Life were reviewing that at the time.
Well, of course, we were elated by that, as are everyone in the pro-life community. I personally didn't really expect it. I mean, after nearly 50 years of legalized abortion, to have such a big change in one decision was gratifying for all the work we've done and for all the lives that it'll save in the future. We were, as a organization, we were pleased, and at the same time, we're awed, because it means a lot of changes, and you're starting to see those already. I mean, the decision's not even 2 weeks old, and there's changes at state legislatures. What it did basically is returned the decision on whether to restrict or ban abortion to the states individually, which I think constitutionally was the right decision, and others also do. We do have a very conservative Supreme Court now, and I mean that's raised the ire of a lot of people on the pro-abortion side, and saying that was done improperly. But that's the way we do things in this country. I mean, we weren't happy in '73 with the Roe decision. We weren't happy in '92 with Casey that reaffirmed it. So we just have to go with what we have now. So now Lorain County Right to Life is kind of scrambling and trying to find what our next step is. You know, Bruce, we're primarily a educational and informational organization, so that mission won't change. For our partners across the county in Elyria here, Cornerstone and Birthright, I think their mission will get change and get a lot busier. So I'm hoping in the future you could have maybe representatives of one of them on here too. It's going to mean what we have now in Ohio too, just to bring people up to speed, is we have Senate Bill 23, which now is the law of the land in Ohio, and that is a so-called heartbeat bill, where an abortion is prohibited after a heartbeat can be detected. And I read through it a little bit, and it needs to be read through several times. And we can talk about some of the specifics of it, so that change when Attorney General Yost had the stay lifted on that, and it's in effect as we speak. So again, people are scrambling for the change, and we're just going to kind of watch and see. We hope to have enough information on that by our fair season, so we can give out accurate information about it to people at the fair and at the Corn Festival upcoming.
John, from your perspective, should it be a state's rights issue?
Yeah, and I don't know if it's really considered state as it is turned back to the people, because, as you know, that decision in '73 was by the Supreme Court, who are unelected, and I'm more comfortable with returning it to our elected representatives, so people feel like they really have a say in the decision. So I like the decision. I'm comfortable with that, and you'll hear differing opinions on that too, but yes.
Do you then believe that becomes a major issue point then with candidates, since it's become more of a state level? So what used to be sort of related to on the national level at taking place, now it becomes, I guess, more concentrated then in the individual.
I think so. We've always had, we've judged our representatives on how they stood on life, because Ohio has put in several restrictions since even since Roe. And, you know, we got the viability down to 20 weeks. You couldn't have abortion after 20 weeks. So it's all, states have always been pushing it, and candidates have always had to have that on their radar. And in fact, Lorain County Right to Life, what we don't do is endorse candidates, but we do put what their position is on life issues. So Senate and I will directly talk to our representatives about their feeling on why they did or did not vote on the heartbeat bill. And then also moving forward, there's other bills that are being considered that are even more restrictive.
Now that this is changed on that, is there more an effort to help the women? In other words, with like the different pregnancy centers, Cornerstone Pregnancy, and things like that, where there may be more of a look for assistance in some sense?
Yes, Wayne? Absolutely. I was just on watching a podcast that was 2 hours long with 30 different national pro-life leaders, and they're all scrambling around saying, okay, what does this mean? What we need to be doing, and there's some very good suggestions. Churches especially, it came up several times, they can be involved more. We're not quite sure how, you know, in our church, how that would work itself out. But for the immediate need right now, Cornerstone is the point, and Birthright do provide material support to women, and along with other social agencies. I know Mercy Hospital has an excellent maternity and pregnancy help department. So definitely it can't happen just alone, saying, okay, now you have to have a baby, now here there's no support for you. And there always has been. I mean, there's several things that are available for women, many things. And I also like the legislature to put more funding into crisis pregnancy centers, and they have before. I know they've been good about that. So that's why Ohio is really a pro-life state, I think.
A lot of times we see different billboards talking about protecting the unborn and that type of thing. Will we continue to see those sort of things, or will the efforts be put somewhere else? Because sometimes there's, depending on where the ball is and whose court, no pun intended in a sense, there's a different way of reaching the public in those type of things.
Right. Well, we've, as an organization, we've started ads here, as you know, and I think that's been very valuable for us. We have a great donor who's allowed us to do that. We will continue with our billboard ads because abortion's not going away. It's going to be reduced, hopefully. You know, Ohio has stayed at a plateau of about 20,000 abortions every year. It was up to over 40,000 in the 90s, so it has come down. But we'd like to see that number down even more. Also, there's talk about, so there's no need for abortion, and there has to be talk about sexual ethics before abortion, and about getting pregnant, and contraceptives and all that are part of the conversation. So, yeah, we'll continue the billboards and just remind people. What I love about this, Bruce, is this has really put the focus more on the, not more than the, on the woman, but it's highlighted the unborn person more. I think after 50 years of drumbeat of pro-abortion and pro-abortion laws, that the unborn kind of gets lost and they get dehumanized. So we want to keep that before the public conscience and billboards is a good way to do it.
You mentioned also you prepare things now, Lorain County Fair probably, I think you have a booth out there as well. So that's kind of your next sort of public appearance, as they would say, or at least a point being out there to let people know.
Yes.
And maybe the conversation will be slightly different. It's hard to tell. I mean, there's always people that have obviously the different opinions on that. So that's kind of your next step as far as getting people to understand. If they want to find out more about what your organization does, where's a good place to get that information?
We have an excellent website, Lorain County Right to Life, all one word, LorainCountyRightToLife.org. And you can find information on the Dobbs decision about Senate Bill 23, about abortion practices and procedures. You know, the other big thing that's happening, Bruce, is a rise in chemical abortions. And those are where a woman can take medication at home and induce an abortion on her own. And now for the first time, out of the total number of abortions, that has over 50% are now chemical abortions. So the surgical abortions are dropping and the chemical abortions are increasing. That's a whole new territory for people, and something for our legislatures to take up too. legislators to take up. So we'll talk about that. We'll have information on that at our fair booth. We also are at the Corn Festival in August. That's actually our first event. And then the Apple Festival here in Elyria in September, is it?
Yep, mm-hmm. Third week in September.
So we're preparing. We'd like to have any volunteers, anyone would like to volunteer, get a hold of us on our website, LorraineCountyRightToLife.org.
Sounds good. President John Cerrone joining us this morning from Lorraine County Right to Life. We appreciate your time. Thanks for getting in this morning today.
Thank you both.